July 7, 2014, Community of the Hill.
I'd like to call to order the Village of Brown Lake Committee of the Whole meeting for July 7, 2014 at 7:50 p.m. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Crowley.
Present.
Trustee Fred.
Present.
Trustee Newby.
Present.
Trustee Santelli.
Present.
Trustee Turcon.
Present.
Trustee Wisniewski.
Present.
I get a motion for item 2.1, approve the minutes of the Committee of the Whole meeting of June 16, 2014.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Wisniewski.
Mm-hmm.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Any public comment? Committee of the Whole. Nothing under Community Development, Human Resources, Finance? Anything?
No, sir.
And Public Works.
$60,000
$175 for tree replacement. Under the mayor's signature, May 3rd, information packet went out to residents with the standard dying parkway trees. 42 of those, as of the time I prepared this last week, have made a commitment for some form of cost shares. And that total is right now about $3,700 additional funding on top of the $60,000. Today, Laura had conversations with four residents that appear to be desiring to participate. So we'll get some additional money. I committed to residents that have approached us with the desire to have a replacement tree, stating inability to share the cost, that totaling 10 trees, for a grand total of 52, leaving about 100 trees for us to decide whom property benefits from tree replacement. I'll get to that momentarily. We do want to start phase two replacement earlier in fall, probably mid-September, utilizing Idaho Nursery on a continued basis to gave us, from our perspective, very good, timely, and responsible service. So moving in the selection of which trees to replace, cost sharing will guarantee residents that they will get the tree this year. We looked at in phase one of trying to make one or more subdivision showcase by making a complete transformation. Silverleaf Glen appeared to be that subdivision as they had 85 trees out of 385 total. Did not anticipate this dilemma. Two different residents purchased four trees, three trees respectively, and literally across the street, residents wanted trees to be replaced, but they were unwilling to participate financially. They could not stomach giving someone three trees across the street from someone that paid a sizable sum of money. So that dilemma remains. How do we deal with that in phase two?
I think they may not have been unwilling, or maybe they couldn't afford. I don't know that. That would be a little bit not fun. Give them one. You don't know what's going to happen.
I think the point is, regardless of whether they could or wouldn't, his point is, people pay for them. Should we be then giving them to people directly across the street? Ron, I thought the program was all along that those who cost shared would be getting taken care of first.
And they did.
Okay, so then I think the cost sharing throughout the rest of the village should happen first before
and
we
did.
Go back and,
okay. Yeah. But we had that 3-week planting window last year. And so neighbors do talk, as they should. And it just seemed like, from my perspective, what was a good objective of transforming the subdivision would have created this, well, I paid, why did you get free trees? So that's not the centerpiece of this presentation. It just helps, from my perspective, to understand the dilemma of who gets and who does not, since we still have about 700 trees that need replacing and more to come and more ash trees die. How do we make the decisions on, again, what trees? So for me, if I might, I have three key points here. Continuing with subdivision in city, i.e. the number of standardizing trees divided by the total parkway, the higher the percentage, the greater the benefit, that subdivision. Give priority to our major thoroughfares, Watson, Amarias, Barton, Valley Lake, but I think the HOA will just be responsible for that. That's where the multi-motor is, that's village residents or visitors will see a benefit, i.e. by not looking at a dead stick in the front of the lane. Still trying to focus on completion of subdivision if feasible, I guess. It's a bit nebulous on purpose. There have been some storm damage, vehicle damage, trees. Those ought to get priority. Unfortunately, that's my remembrance, only two of those at the moment. Completing a whole block, consideration of my mind. Item F may appear to be stated in a positive, but I mean it into a concern. If someone's got an unkept property that very definitely we rely on residents water and care for property, I have to ask myself, will that resident care for a parkway tree? I don't know how to define that in that. And item G, if there are thoughts, suggestions by the board, other considerations of where we put nominally on the tree this year. Two more things. Some residents have asked, can you take the tree down now? It's dead. No argument that it's dead. And no argument in my mind that it's unsightly to a resident to see a dead tree being cut and fit for their front window. The dilemma that I see it is based on 700 trees if we did remove those now would consume more than we budgeted for this year. And that, based on the proposals we got, tree removal being a cost per inch of diameter, nominally about $25 per inch of diameter. So another thought is to have the resident pay for the tree to be removed now, for those not being taken care of in phase two. Details to that can be worked out. The last commentary on volcano mulch, and if I might, since the photo in your packet of that way, we've got a couple of subdivisions where landscape contractors do some treatment of parkway trees and they get paid by the pound, if you will, or the cubic yard. And that's not unique for Round Lake. Too much mulch is hazardous to the tree itself. Talking to Ward Arboretum, trying to find out what municipalities have an ordinance that prohibits this cold volcano mulch. Village of Glen Ellen, the only one we found that by ordinance prohibits the use of too much mulch. I would ask the board to consider us doing the same I'm not going directly here again on this, but at least for the trees in the public right-of-way. So in summary, I'm proud that we have moved forward and continuing to move forward in addressing a serious problem of decline in a least gas species. And certainly look forward to working with the board and continuing this implementation. Questions?
I have a question, Ron. I just I want to thank you, and Laura, and the board for moving forward on this. Last year it seemed to be a really big topic in the news. I don't see as much coverage this year as I didn't see last year, maybe in the fall when other municipalities started. We were pretty progressive on this. I think the village of Round Lake was very proactive. We were a little concerned about the late start last year. We got through it. A lot of hard work, a lot of dedication, and hopefully this year it'll be a little smoother, a little more not so time sensitive. A lot of feeling out last year. I think it's been a success, and a lot of people are very happy about it. Thank you, and
Laura.
Any comments? Thank you, Jan.
From the village board.
Pardon?
From the village board. You're approving the phase two $75,000 for phase two of the three programs. And to waive the bidding process then too.
I thought we already had. I thought this was information. We didn't vote on this before?
No, that's right. We approved it budget-wise.
Yeah,
we
moved it forward.
Correct.
Yeah,
so
forward. Okay. Will be a consent agenda?
Yes.
Next item then is consideration of purchasing a 2015 Ford F-350 pickup out of cycle to replace pickup truck number 43, a 2000 vintage GMC pickup. Had discussion with Trustee Newby, the mayor, Chief Shield, last week on this matter. Triggered by the transmission in truck 43 to start exhibiting some slippage. And having a 14-year-old truck and having had to replace automatic transmission on some of our other GMCs, the tune of about $2,500, each, I asked myself, is it prudent to invest that much money in a 14-plus-year-old truck? If the board recalls, we have a vehicle replacement program. I did not request a replacement pickup in this fiscal year, vehicle replacement program, intending to focus more on the one-tons. Replacing one ton with 1.5 ton. The board has been very supportive of that. But pickups are pretty much year-round our bread and butter vehicle and play an integral role in our winter operation. Truck 43 did not make it through winter with cutting transmission. Long story short, the discussion the four of us had last week, Trustee Newby suggested that we have a buyer do an assessment
I've got 43, and you do receive...
Yes, I do see.
And there's more wrong with that truck than we ourselves do. Such things beyond the transmission, being tires, brakes, different fuel joints, brake fuel lines, rusty, suspension work, some leaking seals, shock absorbers shot, body damage, which certainly we already knew, and torn front seat, which we obviously already knew. In the very technical terms, it's a dog. And so I went through the state contract and priced out it at $350, and that's the $44,000-some. Does not mean if the board concurs, we have to buy the state bid provider that's Bob Driving out of the suburb of Springfield, which shop around is not serving the local area as we did the second one that happened. There's $66,000 left in vehicle replacement fund for 1.5 tons. My proposal, therefore, is to defer seeking another 1.5 ton this fiscal year rather than using nominally $44,000 of that to go after the purchase of an F-350 carrying unobligated driving over into that fiscal year's vehicle replacement fund, wherever that comes out to be in next year's budget. So, happy to answer any questions.
That's kind of, in our meeting, Ron was asked, is this a need, or is it a wish or a want, a need? And Ron was asked, if you had a choice on which truck to pick this year, what would you pick? And Ryan answered us both. But they really needed it. So AFIRS confirmed that the truck does need not be to be replaced. And so don't be out to stirs on Ron. And a message to the mayor is on the report that all the tires are bad and the brakes are bad. I would like to see all of our trucks get stuck by a tire. And so we get out of a regular maintenance program for that. So that was my basic comment, and I'd like to move forward to replace this.
And bravo, Trustee Newby. You know, when I first heard when you mentioned that you wanted an assessment on it, I'm like, well, how many hundreds of dollars is it going to cost for the assessment? And ATIR charges for an assessment on that, their hourly rate, which is special to us, at $69. For the assessment, so I'm glad that you brought this up and agree with you that we should get all of our vehicles on that program and have it assessed.
And with the money that we're not spending on the bigger truck by deferring that to another year and the smaller one, we will have a few dollars left over for these assessments.
It won't be much
in that it's probably not going to fit well or ill, but it should cover our assessments at least, and maybe the more dangerous part is taken care of.
It will, but by finance liaison, we have a decent inventory of those trucks, but we don't have a decent scheduling of those vehicles and the organs, financial organs. And that's somewhat worries me, but that's what we need to fix this year, and that's what was discussed between Trustee Mary Mills and Rod at the meeting we had last.
We don't want to show all the tires at one time or all the brakes being done at one time, one schedule.
And if they're on the financial forecast, well, I can say this is scheduled 2 years from now, and I want to shift to this year, we'll flip-flop angles, it'll become much easier and more transparent for the board what exactly what we're flipping around on.
So
the
So that's the sort of recommendation to move forward on this?
Yes. And I would say, well, not just at the state Fed, but wherever, locally also.
Absolutely.
So we will not be looking for this necessarily on the next agenda. You'll be seeking bids.
Yes.
Well,
I'm not. I actually can stop.
Yeah.
Certainly, whenever you do the request for quotes tomorrow, and hopefully they will bring this back to the regular board next week.
I wouldn't come back unless I had multiple bids.
Involved in the flight testified on behalf of the defendants.
just for clarification, been working with the chief on this. Some of the sexual language did come from our department, and upon further review of some of the realities of how we can prohibit offenses, I think D is going to have to be removed. B and D reach that same kind of point that we're trying to make, that it doesn't matter if these people self-comport press charges, it doesn't matter if the other people self-comport and say that they wanted to fight anyway. D is repetitive of B and D, and the fact that the person comes forward and testifies is a right that that person has, and you can't prohibit that from occurring. So I think D is going to have to be removed. It's something that we added, and that we're going to come back and take it back out. But we believe that B and D still reach the ultimate point that we're trying to make, is regardless of whether or not we have a complaining witness to a fight, we can put them forward and press charges.
And when a crime scene charge has been involved in fight, or do you set up to identify who was defending themselves at all? No,
they're all fighting. That's up to them that decide in court.
Well, I mean, if someone's literally going to ask people to ask these rescues, she tests on their behalf, and they were attacked. They were harmless. They were.
Not necessarily as far as we just did
it ourselves. I think where this ordinance is getting to is it that it will hardfight the fight between individuals who are.
With different locations?
Yes, then you are looking to get into a disagreement, but not to take that to a legal standpoint. And our office is so important.
The code without their help. But this doesn't hire officers to make records, like, okay. So, Eric, will this in any way affect how the school recourse officer works, or in a school fight?
They can. I mean, they are allowed to, I believe, for our IGA.
I missed the question.
How will this relate to the school and fighting in the school?
Right now we send, because they're minors and children, we send them to inquiry. If we needed to, if they were adults, if they were 18, we could use departments. It's up to the officer, but King Court has been pretty effective in that.
So this particular subset is really for people 18 and over then.
Yeah, imagine a hypothetical. We arrive at rented apartment out in the middle of the street, and we show up and we break up, and there's clearly an aggressor and somebody who's not so much an aggressor, but after they're broke up and now that person is safe from the aggressor, they don't want to press charges. They're just going to walk away because they're inebriated and they're not going to cooperate with us. In the past, there really isn't much we can do to convince them to work with us. Now we won't have to deal with that if it's not concerned.
And the problem is it doesn't do anything to curb the violence. These people will not press charges against each other, so they know that. And just the other day, on Saturday evening, I stopped. One of our tavern owners was outside sitting on a bench on Main Street, and I stopped and had a conversation with him, and not even bringing this topic up, and asking him how business has been and what's going on, what's happening. And he said to me, he said, "I don't understand it. People will come out to a tavern, to my establishment, to have a couple of drinks, to meet people, and to presumably have a good time. But what do? They come out to the establishment, have a few drinks, and instead of having a good time, they fight each other. I don't understand why." Now, that's coming from one of the owners. And we've had this conversation in the past about how can we, you know, curb this activity. Now if we can press charges on these people, hopefully that they'll get the message and we'll start looking for a good time instead of a fight.
Paul Porter.
Yep. Thank you, Jake. So we'll have Gil supply us the amendment, and we'll move that forward. Thank you.
Thank you. I know that will help the officers. They're all very excited. The next item on the agenda, the officers are a lot more excited about this.
Yeah. Yeah.
This request for further revision to the composition of the police department and to hire two new additional officers is not something that we come up with in any regard haphazardly. We put out for a long time. We've really tried to work with what we have and not overburden the village. But we're at a point now, we're at a juncture where we're having trouble staffing the shifts. Our wait times are starting to crawl up to nearly an hour in some circumstances. Our call load is increasing, and it's not increasing exponentially. Any increase affects us because we are very low in our manpower and our allocation. We are having difficulty giving people their time off. We had another officer resign. Officer Wayne has resigned. He'll be moving to Schaumburg Police Department. And we were able to figure out a schedule that covers his spot on that shift. But almost every time somebody calls him sick, or goes on vacation, it's going to cost us all the time. And we're always is a harsh term, but more often than not, we're working at bare minimums. And they're being protected by two people. They could be anywhere in town. And I know that's not something that I want to say in a public forum, but we're hurting. And I'd like you to please at least entertain the idea of revising the ordinance allowing us to hire some people.
Like I told the chief in the past, it's been a lot more due. I think I told you a few years ago, we need to increase your force. But there's a couple of times now that I've been a witness where they had a call on the side of the road and another domestic had to wait, and then we had to send some mail down to try to chase the guy down, and it was sad. And so then quick response because it's been in the manpower. So I'm also in favor of it.
I support moving that part too. I think it's definitely key component to the whole issue of our fire and so I'm good. Are we at 23 now with or without Wayne?
With
Wayne.
Yeah.
So technically you're going to need three.
Yes. Yeah. Replace. And hire two new people.
Currently, he's authorized to hire a replacement for that and expand it to the police force and the traditional organization.
Oh, yeah.
Right. just for your information, the starting salary from the officer is $54,529. At the period of the budget year where we be able to hire them to get them into the academy, which is probably sometime in mid-August to mid-September, depending on when we can get people started, get them through the background and all the hiring phases. We will probably, their annual salary will probably be reduced to about 36,000. And then the benefits are about 70% of that. So if with two officers rather than 109,000 for this current fiscal year, it would be more, the salary is more like 72,700, just for information. I know next year it's going to be back up to 109,000 right now.
Chief, when you talked about that before to us, as Leah and I, we were talking about that. And, you know, we need coverage. because we're not, unfortunately, we live in a world that's not, how you say it, we can't disagree without being violent and disagreeable at times. And the bottom line is that we know we need people to the manpower to make this happen. And we are part of the safest 50 in Illinois, so we're going to keep it that way. And I wholeheartedly say let's move this thing forward, get it over with.
Everybody concur?
Absolutely.
Congratulations. Thank you very much. Administration, mosquito spray and CMAP resolution. Mr. Administrator?
Mosquito spray, we have something on that.
For you, Mr. Administrator. Clark Environmental seems to be the environmental company that's used so widely and stretches so far around us that it's almost impossible to find anyone else who's doing it. I did find another one called the Speedo Squad, and he and I are just playing tag, but I'm told they do some smaller municipalities. I'm still looking for the numbers on that municipality level to see if this is even possible. But it looks like it does need to be Clark if we're going to do this. And I'm still waiting for him to put together the package. He's supposed to get in touch with you and forward that to you. It'll be a contract from our last contract to the new contract and the differences that there may be. And if there's other services that he feels would be beneficial, so, you know, let us know what those are and what those costs would be. As well as sending a video. I don't know what the video is going to entail, but he is going to be sending a video. Right now, they're exceptionally busy because they've already begun spraying in other municipalities. So we're trying to get fit into the progress and see what he can do. That's where we are with mosquito spray. And if I can get a hold of this guy from mosquito squad, if it sounds doable, I'll certainly get the info to you as well, Mr. Administrator, and to make sure that we bring that forward if necessary.
I will say that if you live in Treehouse in the Woods, you've got to spray it because Alex Tuck hires them, and I see them going down the killers. They're kind of around the back end of their town line. So Treehouse in the Woods, they get sprayed the other day.
How long does it take for this service to start?
Pretty much within a week or so of signing the contract, I think.
Because right now I'm feeling like every time I step out my front door, I feel like I'm in an episode of True Blood.
Is that your grandma's peppermint? Time to rise around. I did it on the whole day, and it really wiped out all my mosquitoes. I have very few mosquitoes now. I have so many plants. Peppermint, lemongrass. Both those in your bagels around the front door, and it'll literally wipe away. This year, beginning of the season, I believe the mosquitoes grass started to go to your bag. And, okay, what can I do? The natural thing, but I can just them out, and literally, that does it.
Is it out?
I mean, literally. Minces are good, it helps keep the ants away, so it literally helps us with the ant problem that's going around the way of my house. So I mean, and those peppermint plants are literally like $2.
Peppermint, okay.
And it's so good, and you can use it. I have chocolate peppermint, and now I say chocolate peppermint cookies.
But if you mash them up and put them in bourbon, they become
juice. But I think we need to remember, though, that regardless of what comes before us, this wasn't a budgeted item.
I was going to say.
We're a bit misled in the past, and when we let this contract go, the understanding that we had at the time was that the program wasn't doing it for us anyway, and we weren't getting anywhere with it, so why are we spending the money to not get rid of the mosquitoes? And that's not exactly the case. Apparently, we did have a full package contract, which we weren't lived to know. And so we are not only not affecting the adult population, we are not even touching the new ones that are coming through. So we're getting the back end and the front end. We're getting it all, the full on-spot.
And especially with all the rain we've had, because of all the standing water, if you don't get rid of that standing water, the tree like that, they just leave it.
Donna, question. Do you have a website or anything that you researched that talks about natural means, mint and citronella and all the plants that you're talking about?
I think there's actually a specific one in particular. I know I do a lot of Google.
Pinterest?
If you could, if somebody could forward me a link that we could, honestly, would you agree to put it on our webpage? We're getting more and more calls. And, you know, Peggy at Public Works is saying, hey, I bought some products at Ace to treat my yard. It works well until the next rain, which unfortunately isn't very good. But, you know, try and give our residents some options until we make a decision on whether or not we can do something with the cost of abatement. If somebody could forward me a link and we'll see if we can.
31 plants that repel mosquitoes.
Send
it
to me,
please.
Yeah, Pinterest.
Wonderful.
We
get a ton of arrow.
There you go. The best, I just got my first pack.
All right. The best yard spray you can use, I mean, not for a company, but as a Cutter's mosquito yard spray that you put on, you catch it in your hose and spray the yard. That stuff is great. I spray, it's supposed to last for a month, it does it, but I'll tell you what, it lasts for a good week or longer. I spray my yard every Saturday afternoon, evening, and for the rest of the week, I can go out there.
So some of your natural repellents are oregano, catnip, garlic, chives, and citronella.
Chives. Chives. I have three plant plants on my damn porch. We'll talk about putting that information on the webpage. In the meantime, the only other thing I can say about getting Clark to move, squeaky wheel gets the oil. If you could do a couple of phone calls, so thank you for all the help that you've done. And get some solid information that we can make a decision at the board level would be appreciated. Thank you. CMAT resolution.
From you is a resolution for staff assistance to CMAT. It's free. What they're doing is a bi-community planning analysis of the entire area, and they're requesting other communities involved in their planning area to do a resolution to assess the assistance. Basically, you get information and they come up with a plan, I believe.
It's for a program called Housing for Changing Environments.
Can't hurt to reduce them.
Right. Any other communities that believe are using them, we don't want to be spoiled late.
Questions?
Fine with this one?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We'll move it forward to the consent agenda. Any new topics?
Yeah. Okay.
I was wondering, Ms. Russell, I am on the board of trustees, how the liaisons are breaking down.
You'll find out at the next meeting. We'll have some new appointments and new appointments.
And then again, there will be some new appointments.
Yes.
Just for information, I've had to resign from the suspension board, so I put that resignation notice on the mayor's desk tonight. So it's after 7 years, but I had to talk to the attorney, and the attorney said I could do the job as administrator, be there, but because I'm not a member, I won't have those eventually.
There was
I had to resign too.
Okay. Now, here's your gun. There was an issue, not an issue, but an item that had come across your desk a couple months ago that some gentleman in town had sent you. I don't recall the total topic, but you weren't quite sure whether it was going to do well for us or not, or have any benefit for us. Anyway, I've spoken with them today because they reached me again, so I've asked them to resend everything to actually to you, Mayor, and then they'll get it to you as well, and I'll get CC'd on it and make sure it moves forward or I thought you were entertaining them to come in and talk, and then you hadn't gotten back with them or hadn't reached them or something. So they're still interested in reviewing that with you. So I just asked them to reach out again.
If you have a name, send it to me so I can watch for it. Very good. Any other topics? May I get a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second. Motion made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Tripod. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Meeting is adjourned at 8:43.